The views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised.
GUI Nights.
Welcome to another episode of GUI Nights.
GUI Nights.
Nights.
Oh, 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 oh.
That was, I was supposed
was that
to
like
be,
a Groot ho ho ho?
Yeah, that was like a Groot ho ho.
That was a Groot ho ho ho.
Oh, oh, oh. We are Santa.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Mmm.
I mean, as we get older, yeah, the bellies get definitely.
Fair. Fair. Yeah. Yeah. So, back for another GUI Nights.
Woo,
We're going to be, it's going to be a little bit different. Still tangential, but we do have a theme we're going with on this episode. We do have a specific thing we want to talk about, and I want to get that out right up front. We are going to be talking about the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special.
Of course we are. Holy shit, it's so much fun.
Like, yeah, I mean, it did everything that the Star Wars one didn't do.
That's not hard, by the way.
Oh, and it did some of the things the Star Wars holiday special did, but way better. Like
that
fucking
as well.
1970s like animation style that's straight
I know,
up like
the... I love the animation.
Oh, yeah.
I love that shit. So we needed to fit this in, and we thought it's a great place for it on GUI Nights. Just to rant and rave about this fun tear-jerking,
surprisingly,
fucking,
yeah,
it was done so well. And but before we dig into that, we're gonna get this panel out of the fucking way. All the fucking miscreants that are here. First off, we've got my co-host on From the Mouths of Madness, and also the co-host of Beautiful Disasters, and another shit bird that shows up regularly on the GUI podcast. We got FU Hunter.
What's up, bitches?
Local shit bird.
Yeah.
Local
shit bird. Thanks for the love, man. Yeah. It's holidays. Spread the love.
Exactly.
Piece of shit across the table from me.
I've had a lot of eggnog, this motherfucker.
This fucking piece of shit.
I liked eggnog. I need to get that shit.
Oh,
going.
Bro.
Yeah.
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 Get on that life. Yes, sir. Yeah. And
somebody that doesn't need to be drinking any eggnog.
And I was gonna say, then the motherfucker to my left is the guy who's responsible for all the chicanery. Yeah, you're going to die with that on your tombstone. It's your fault why we do what we do. It's your fault. It's going on the tombstone.
On the tombstone, it's my fault.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry. Just me shrugging.
Yeah.
I'm a stinker. Yeah.
I am his co-host on GUI. He is my co-host on GUI Nights. He has a new fucking fire podcast is going to start.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the year, Pop Cultist.
Pop Cultist. I'm
and we need to pump that shit. We need to get that shit going. Get to hit the accelerator on that. Always excited for new content, new shit, new ideas to come out.
Pop Cultist is going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
As the internet tends to get really upset about what you like and don't like. This is the antidote. It's people celebrating the stuff that they love, whether or not it's popular. And then we make a cult out of it. We figure out how to make something like Ang Lee's Hulk a cult.
Howard the Duck.
That is a task, but more power to you. I'm just saying.
So I will be kind of an advisor to the people coming on the show to have them, talk about why they love the thing and how to make that, how to use that to trick people into liking it.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
That's the whole thing.
As cults do.
Join the
they
cult.
Tricks you.
Want to do.
Trade the Kool-Aid.
They tricks you.
Well, there's enough cults in popular culture anyway. You've got the Star Wars and Marvel cults. You've got the DC cult for sure.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Snyderverse people.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
why not give
looking
some of that,
Kyle.
Some of that good some of that good juice over to like the water worlds of it all.
Yeah.
They need some extra love.
He always gotta bring up the worst shit though.
Waterworld.
I don't know. Dennis Hopper was pretty awesome in Waterworld, okay?
That's like saying Dennis Hopper was good in fucking Mario Brothers with fucking John Leguizamo and
Dennis
Bob Hoskins.
Hopper was good in Mario Brothers, too.
Fucking hell.
I love that they were able to keep cigarettes dry, but they didn't know that oil was called oil and called it black stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of Waterworld.
Yeah. See? Yeah. All right, anyway.
They forgot the word oil.
No. I absolutely forgot what I was going to... also, one of the hosts on Smack My Pitch Up and one of the hosts on Deeply Upsetting.
Yeah, I do do an unnecessary amount of shit.
You do it to yourself. I tell you this again and again.
GYPodcast.com. That's where I go to keep track of what I'm doing most of the time.
It's like, what do I got to edit this week? Oh,
that's
shit.
That's what I look at.
I do that too. Fuck.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
Where's that recording at? yeah. God. So, yeah.
Free time's a thing I've heard of.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Well, that's, so all nights, you know, while we're doing intros, we're gonna bring it up again. We brought it up on last week's episode, but for those that, I'm sure there are some people that strictly want to listen to us go crazy on nights, and for that, we'll talk about it again. You know, the flagship GUI podcast that going on almost 8 years, it'll be a little over 7.5 years coming at the end of 2023, will be going to more of a limited release format and moving forward.
Yep.
We decided that it was time. We're going to be expanding the network, and that's going to be taking more time from other from showrunners in general to do that. But the expansion will fit how the network wants to move moving forward. And so it's a necessary that needs to happen.
Yeah.
And as much as we have cried and had our conversations and lamented and mourned about this, like, you know, it's a necessity. It needs to happen for the betterment of actually you, like, yeah, for you. We're going to be giving you way more content.
Yeah, way more content
coming going forward.
That's the thing. Like, you can only be so sad. Yeah, it's very sad. And, like, trust me,
it's sad for us because we're just so attached to it. To this, but it is actually a betterment for you. You're going to get more from the GUI
network.
You're
going to get more stuff. Like, so, the format of the show definitely takes up a lot of time and energy to get, like, not just, you know, the editing and releasing and stuff, but the, like, the recording and the planning and all that stuff. So
scheduling, that energy, fuck me.
We can literally release 3 more shows with the energy that's put into just this one.
Oh yeah.
So
oh yeah.
Like, so that's kind of the idea, is that there's room for
spread the energy.
Well, spreading the energy, making room to help create new shows with new showrunners, like, get the network kind of expanded a little bit. So,
you know, it's still going to be, you know, geek centric, but more content. We've already expanded. There's so many different niche, little subgenres and niches that need to be filled in the geek universe, that, and we still haven't tapped into
we got blind spots, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
We can definitely fill up if we get the right people in the right spaces and give time to mentor and get people set up and ready to roll. So that's kind of the game plan. And I'm excited and also utterly fucking terrified of the
That's kind of been the run so far, is the whole utterly fucking whole, terrified thing. Yeah. I mean, that's
what?
Like,
are you terrified?
Is this gonna in general, like, is this gonna work?
When I had 5 shows,
yeah.
I do
5.
Yeah, I do. Well, you're getting close.
Getting close again. Yeah, yeah, I know. Anyway, yeah, but let's get into the host of this this whole thing.
Who's that guy?
This guy over here, my partner in crime on the network, helps me run this whole fucking demented organization that we have here.
Yes.
As well as my partner in crime on GUI, the main flagship, and Knights, the leader of Knights, Lowdown Brown MacGyver.
Yeah, I'm a cat wrangler.
Woo!
Yeah.
Here we go. But no, and just to make sure that it's understood, that also means GUI Knights. We haven't really been clear about that. We just talked about the flagship. It is, because GUI Knights was something that we made a necessity outside of how we used to record, which you've heard us talk about on multiple free plays, where it was 2 hours and the last 30 to 40 minutes was a shite show. Just a straight shit show.
When we did weekly 2-hour, 6-person panel shows?
Yeah, this fucking tire fire.
I talk about not having enough time now. Jesus.
I mean, like, it was fun, but God, I was also in my early 30s.
Yeah.
So next year this time, can we have a GUI holiday special? Like,
oh my God, we totally should.
Yeah.
If we can get somebody to animate us.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the rule. You have to have animation.
Gotta have, like, the intro has to be animated.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And it's got to be drawn, animated into the studio, and then it turns to real life.
By then, animation will just, like, record us, and then they'll rotoscope it, and it'll be fine.
Does that mean we have to have a guest star that sings also during our episode?
We have friends that have been on that sing.
That's just Amy Bogard. She's a theater kid.
Just have her come in and you're like, now you gotta sing a song. Sorry.
She'll come in and do something from Guys and Dolls and then you'll be good to go.
I'm down for that. So I just want to make sure that people understand that that does also involve GUI Knights. So
yeah,
everything related to the original show will He's going to go coming a little bit slower there. Yeah. A little sporadic releases.
2 times a year.
We'll get back together for big things and just for catching up.
Yep.
We're going to be the nexus of the nexus and the heart of
big
the
announcements of live events that we're doing.
New shows.
We're going to do
pilots will
this.
Be dropped. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So definitely stay subscribed. There will still be releases. Just be ready that you won't see it weekly.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. All right.
Onto the fun conversation
that is the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. God damn it. Like, I didn't know what they were going to do, and they were very good at being tight-lipped about this. They just said, hey, it's coming out. And then as soon as I heard Kevin Bacon, I was like, no fucking way, man. No fucking way. And then, we get lots of Kevin Bacon.
I was prepared
for that.
Where I was prepared is when
you were prepared for Kevin Bacon.
Well, I saw the trailer. I mean, I'm saying.
I didn't watch the trailer.
Oh, see.
You motherfuckers like to always fucking watch shit.
But even the trailer watchers weren't expecting it starting opening with that fucking classic animation heavy metal.
Oh,
fucking,
yeah. All of like, the, even the, like the Boba Fett animated part of the Star Wars holiday Christmas
special. And fucking, you got fucking, I hate Christmas. Like, what, bro? Come on, man.
But that caught
angry
me off,
as fuck.
That caught me off guard. That's where I was like, okay, I know what they're doing now. Like, that's fucking awesome. So
I specifically, especially when it's only like 40 minutes, I just don't watch the trailer.
Yeah.
Because it's why?
Yeah.
There's no need to.
You know? Yeah.
I knew it's James Gunn. He comes from like the trauma punk kind of ethos thing. I'm like, I guarantee you the Fairy Tale of New York by fucking dude from the Pogues is going to be in this. And like, that's the first fucking Christmas song that you hear in this special is A Fairy Tale of New York, which is one of my personal favorites. And I also thought they're going to cut it right before the problematic line in that.
Mm. Which they did.
Which they did.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of the music, can we say that we have at least like 4 new songs that are going to go in holiday rotation now?
Speaking of
from this fucking
that was the big
special.
Surprise for me is that I know that James Gunn not only is a huge fan of the old 97s, but tries to put them in stuff, and I think is friends with them as well. And so when this band that finds old Earth instruments comes together and starts singing,
they're living in nowhere now, people.
Like,
that's where they're at.
They're living in nowhere. I'm like, this sound. They clearly got the old 97s to do the voice, the singing part for these characters. And
but
I go, wait,
yeah,
and
no,
I looked
that's,
it up.
That's
no,
them.
That's literally
that's
yeah,
them.
The old 97s are in.
And that song is fucking awesome.
Hilarious, dude. Yeah. It's so fucking funny, and
catchy as shit.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Christmas, like through and through. It's a Christmas song. Like the feeling, and
I don't know what Christmas is, but Christmas time is here.
It's fucking
great.
It's
fucking
something
great.
About mistling your toes, like
yeah.
Oh,
so
it's awesome.
Good. And then Drax and Mantis get this idea, which I'm glad we've got a team up between those two. The two completely oblivious to everything characters say, oh yeah, let's go get Kevin Bacon, and that's gonna be.
Yeah.
Star-Lord's gift.
Because they're the most kind of innocent, like, misinterpreting.
They're children.
Yeah.
Like, they're big children.
And, both of them, they bounce off of each other. We should bring him a human.
Yeah.
And
that's
to them,
fine.
Though it sounds good.
Total
to
sense.
Each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
Total
It's Always
sense.
Sunny, where everybody has a bad idea, but nobody tells each other it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
But then they're like, perfect, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. They go to old California and pick up old Kevin Bacon.
No, on this though, we're also hitting marks where we're getting information that is setting up Guardians 3. And that's what I was not expecting, is that we're actually finding
Mantis and Star-Lord's
not just Mantis and Star-Lord, but the fact that it brings up that they took over Nowhere. Like, they bought Nowhere from the Collector. Like, that's their home base now, which is in the comics.
Yeah.
But like, now that's their spot. Like, that's their joint is Nowhere. That's where they kind of
and they've
set
built
their base
this community, and they've nurtured it.
So that's
to make
that's
it a home.
Really important, like, plot point to the story of Guardians, is now they have like a literally a home base. They have a spot that's their joint.
Because we haven't seen Guardians in their own thing since 2019. Was it 2019 or 2018 when Guardians 2 came out?
Fuck.
Yeah, right?
I don't know, something. Yeah,
I think it was before that.
I want to say it was
2018. So,
yeah,
I mean, we're not going to see them until next year, so that's 5 years.
Yeah.
Outside of the Infinity War and Endgame.
Well,
five years without just a strict Guardians of the Galaxy.
I was saying, they showed up at Thor, but that's...
Again, it's the same. Come on, man. And do we need to talk about that?
No.
Okay. You brought it up, you fuckface.
Well, because they technically make an appearance.
But again, we haven't gotten like their specific story in so long that was actually a necessity, I feel like. It helped alleviate some of the intro they're going to have to do on part 3.
Well, I feel like they also really helped Quill, that character being as kind of like jokey, goofy, dorky kind of character as much as he is, like dumb, funny, idiot character, that can get old very quickly. So to find him in this like listless place where he's like, he's a little broken. He lost.
But he's also running shit. So he's got this.
He's busy. He's got stuff to distract him, but he's sad. He lost the love of his life. He doesn't know if he's ever going to see her again. Like, he's listless. And it gives another dimension to that character that we've not seen before.
Mm-hmm.
There's been glimmers of that when talking about his mother and his family and stuff, but you don't really see him in a really broken place before.
That's true.
He covers that with humor. And this, there's no covering it. He's sad.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and, you know, everybody he's pretty much loved is gone, and it's Christmas time. Like, that's kind of the I mean, you know, you have your animated beginning, you know, but besides that, you know his mom, and then you know Gamera. So it's like everybody he's cared for is nowhere around.
Yeah.
And it's Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So,
and you see like how he never like stopped loving Christmas, even though he wasn't allowed to initially. And then you realize that no, it was a secret between him and Yondu.
I love that, like, they
kept Christmas going, right?
The human in space is told not to like Christmas, so he's like, I kind of like Christmas. And the rest of us have to deal with, like, the stressed out parents that are, like, trying to push Christmas on us. Like, you have to get in the Christmas spirit. I don't like this sweater. Shut up and be nice to your aunt. And just, like, pushing it on us, which for me made me not as appreciative of Christmas.
And see, that's the thing. Like, that's one thing I think that they latched onto, and what, like, me personally have had to not let taint is that
it's tough.
I'm not saying it's fucking easy. I'm just saying, like, this special literally latched onto the idea that spirit people talk about, where it's not about the sweater, it's not about the fucking getting the pictures and all this shit.
It's not about the metal arms that we get.
No, although Rocket yes. finally. How it did that
is,
fucking?
It kind
of
is. About
where's
the
that
metal
story?
Arm.
Where's the story of how right. he got the fucking arm? Oh. Holy shit! Because you just see Nebula like just kind of like fucking wink, and I'm like, what the fuck did you do?
I think she fucked the Winter Soldier. And then, like, well, he was passed out because you know she rides that shit hard. Because
Bucky has the arm at the end of Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
What happens in between?
Nebula takes a stroll over to the good old Earth and then finds Winter
Terra.
Soldier.
It's called Terra.
Oh, Terra. Sorry, Terra. Terra. And then she Terra's up his
God damn it. Man, that was alley-oop.
Yeah, that was
I know. I was on purpose.
God damn it.
and just like robot rides that shit real hard. When he's passed out, she takes his arm, and he probably had to take the arm off for a maneuver of some type.
God damn it.